Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Oh, Johanna Cosgrove, whatever. Julie Croft's with us instead. Where's Johanna? Woo! Johanna on, she's on hiatus.
She's doing a little Auckland Arts Festival.
She's
event,
doing the breakfast. It's Arts Festival breakfast. Something to do with the International Women's Day.
Well, it is International Women's Day
right now.
For you, though, Julie, it's always International Women's Day, isn't it? And this is International Women's Week, because
yes,
it's your week to shine on stage with your new show. Tell us all about that.
Working on my night moves. It's actually on for 3 weeks, which is a nice luxury.
Yep.
Doesn't happen a lot here.
That's a fairly good haul.
Yeah, it's a good haul.
Yeah. Pace yourself.
Oh, my body is already so sore.
Because you had opening night last night, didn't you?
Yes. And we had a preview the night before.
And from what I know, from what I've spoken to you in the past, you get into it.
I get too far into it. And we made the show in a studio that had a nice kind of sprung floor, and now we're in a theatre with a concrete floor.
Brutal cold
and
floor.
And I am bruised.
Ow.
Body on the line.
Yep. Oh. What do you mean? So what sort of show is this?
What
are you doing?
This show is it's the third in a trilogy. So I've made three. This is the third solo show I've made, all of which are sort of unpacking feminist theory in various ways, but interjecting some sweet, sweet pop music into it. So the first show I made was sort of deconstructing the male gaze. Second show was to do with gender and language, and this one is our attempt to build a feminist futurism. So we've taken the theory of
Al being
myself and Nisha Madden, who's the director and co-creator, and then we've also got a brilliant wider team of amazing sound design and set design and dramaturgy. But effectively, the concept is me and Nisha trying to build our own future, or what a future might look like, or what rather than coming from an oppositional place as feminists, although that is really necessary, what is beyond that, and what does it look like to build a feminist utopia?
So if you've, but it's ambitious.
Mm.
It's
lot
to fill in to a one heavily bruised stage show.
Yeah, it's a lot for an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the genius of it, I guess.
It's what?
The genius of it.
Well, I hope so. I can't call it genius myself. That would be very presumptuous.
I call it that. So
thank you.
Because I mean, if you can get that across in an hour, boom. That's
genius.
Well,
I think that the kind of futurism we're exploring is really to do with multiplicity. It's not. I think singularity of voice or narrative seems to be in its sort of dying days. And if there's going to be any sort of
Why do you think that?
Well, I think the sort of concept of quote unquote truth has kind of screwed us. It's been manipulated towards ill ends, and I think it's a patriarchal concept that presupposes universality of experience. Whereas I think the feminist project is looking for a multiplicity of experience, because that's what it is to be intersectional, because I understand certain things, I don't understand other things, I need other voices to be loud when they're talking about their own experience. I think the part of the feminist project is like reconfiguring our brains to be able to hold multiple voices at once.
Mm. Absolutely. And so if you've been to the first two of the trilogy, firstly, if you're doing a disservice if you don't go to the third.
Oh, exactly.
And what will people be seeing? What are they going to see you do apart from bruise your elbow?
It's a really...
What should they be prepared for, is what I should say.
A very immersive, experiential piece of work. So we have no seating in the venue.
Yep.
So you walk in, we're trying to make it feel a bit more like a gig. You can wander around, you can kind of sit where you want, you have agency to engage with the action in whatever way you want to. And you will see me taking the architecture of the theatre, like the shit that's already in the theatre, like chairs and ladders and lights, and remaking those in multiple different ways.
Cool.
And you'll also see me cover my whole body in tinfoil and dance to
wow.
a really bad trance song.
Okay.
Because hashtag the future.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, hashtag spaceman, spacewoman.
Yes. Hashtag that's feminism, surely. Yeah,
sure.
Tinfoil.
Now, do you want to play the song now while we're talking, or do you want to play it after you?
I don't. That's completely up to you.
The music you've chosen for the show, what have you chosen?
We have chosen a whole lot of kind of semi-nostalgic bangers. Because part of the journey of the show
you want to tug on the heartstrings, is what you want to do.
Well, it was me kind of trying to take off into outer space. So the whole thing has sort of got a science fiction, science fact kind of vibe.
Imagine for human beings if outer space wasn't an option. It just wasn't an option, which it kind of isn't because you can't breathe, and it takes ages to get anywhere.
But I think imaginatively, it's so beautiful.
I know,
right?
This is the thing. This is what I mean. With people think of the future, once we dominate space, it's like, probably won't.
Probably also want to sort out your own planet first.
Probably just going to get hit by an asteroid and all be fucked. And so
I saw Armageddon. I know how this goes.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a virus. I'll see. Yeah, we're very lucky to be here at the moment, to be honest.
We are. But in the show, we were kind of inspired by the Golden Record. Do you know that?
I love the Golden Record.
It's
hurtling through space, and it's a record.
Like
someone's going to have a stylus to listen to the record with.
It's got whale songs.
And it's got 70 million different ways of saying hello.
And it's got Sam Cooke is on there. So we tried to make a soundtrack.
Do you know who's in charge of putting that together? Compiling that? Carl Sagan.
Yes.
And his wife.
Yes.
Mr. Sagan put that together. And I can't think of two better people.
Have you watched
Compilation
TV series?
Cosmos.
Yeah.
Yep, it's amazing.
Amazing. We watched a lot of that when we were making the show. And really? Also Neil deGrasse Tyson's follow-up homage too.
The Neil deGrasse Tyson show here, he did a really beautiful tribute about the tiny blue dot.
When we were making the show, we were looking at a lot of space stuff, and I was reading a lot about quantum physics, which is
easy.
I've nailed it.
Okay, cool.
I literally downloaded Quantum Physics for Dummies, still kind of confused. Yeah. But
you haven't gone crazy, have you? Have you?
Have I? It's so poetic. I find there's so much poetry in quantum physics.
Might turn out that quantum physics might end up, once we really figure it out, being music.
Imagine.
This is the thing. You heard it here first, by the way. The Einstein of our generation, you know. Here's the Velvet Underground. This is one of the songs you play in the show.
Yeah, this is one of
when you're in tinfoil? Because it's called I'll Be Your Mirror. So,
No, it's before that.
I'll be your mirror.
It's when I do something mirrory.
Don't give too much away.
We are theatre makers.
Mirrory.
So, where can people get tickets?
And where's the theatre for a start? What theatre?
Basement Theatre, Lower Grays Ave. You can get tickets at iticket.co.nz or basementtheatre.co.nz. Or turn up on the night. It's a really hopeful time. I think it's the most optimistic thing I've ever made.
How cool.
Holy shit, do we need some of that now.
And that must feel amazing.
Yeah, it feels nice. Rome is burning and I'm leaving the planet and drifting through outer space.
So optimistic for you.
Yeah, no, but the audience comes with me.
Oh!
We're all in space.
All it costs is the price of admission.
Driving the spaceship for everybody.
The price, exactly, which is nothing.
Fantastic. Hey, Julie, thank you very much for coming in this morning. All the very best for the next 3 weeks.
Thank you.
I wish you no more bruising.
I kind of love it. Acting bruises.
What happens if you feel like, I didn't see the first two of the trilogy of your shows. You can still enjoy this one? Absolutely, you can still come.
They're thematically connected. It's not like, these shows have no narrative. There's no story.
Right. Thank you very much.
Feminist rage and feelings.
Godspeed and have a wonderful season.
Thank you.
See you again.
Thanks for having me. Show that you are blind. Please put down your hands. Cause I see you.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.